and gentlemen, during the next 4 days, 12 noon to 12 midnight, you will experience the history of rock and roll, the story of the birth and development of a musical revolution. We begin with a time sweep to take you back, as the staff and management of KHJ Los Angeles proudly present
The History of Rock and Roll, WNRC.
Heidi Exlers and Radio Buffs, Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, where we take recordings of radio stations and chop them up into little bits to drive all normal people crazy. We're coming to you from the National Radio Club Convention in Lima, Ohio, where at 1710 kilohertz on the radio dial, things got a little bit crazy.
WNRC. Hi, this is Fred.
And this is Phil Wayne here in your convention station. Good morning.
And we're operating here from a beautiful WNRC type of day from the 2002 National Radio Club Convention.
And how many milliwatts is this place, Fred?
About 30,000.
Okay. 30,000 milliwatts?
Yeah, but it's
sounding like a million. Right?
Yeah, but it's carrier current, and let's see, it is 100% legal.
Are you sure it's legal?
Yeah, in fact, I talked with the National Radio Club's lawyers just last night about the legalities of this radio station, and they assured me we're legal.
Well, I don't know if you can believe everything a lawyer says, Fred.
Oh, why not? I mean, lawyers have it right on the money all the time, don't they?
Well, did you hear about how all these scientists are replacing their lab rats with lawyers and their experiments?
No. What are they doing that?
Well, there's three reasons for that, Fred. First of all, the scientists don't get sentimentally attached to the lawyers. And also, some of the experiments are rather cruel, so the humane way is to use the lowest life form possible. And lastly, Fred, there are some things that even rats just won't do.
This is WNRC, Convention City, a National Radio Club radio station.
NRC Convention, WNRC, Convention City.
WNRC. Good morning.
This is the convention station, however a little unconventional we are.
Yeah, this is like a real radio station, except we have no leaps, no bounds, no glory, and
not much talent sometimes.
Boy, you got that right. Oh, I'll tell you what, there's some interesting people around here, and have you looked down the parking lot? There's some interesting cars out there.
Yeah, you always see a collection of all kinds of contraptions at these conventions.
Yeah, in fact, there was a car out there. It looked like it wasn't working. I don't know whose that is.
Oh, it's Rick Dow's, 62 Olds. You hear about that?
No.
He took it into the mechanic and told him, my 62 Olds died. The mechanic worked on it a few minutes and started running smoothly, and Rick said, what's the story? And the mechanic said, oh, just crap in the carburetor. And Rick says, oh, gee, how often do I have to do that?
Hot 101 and Nickelodeon are making this weekend a summer jam weekend. Listen for the touchdown.
WNRC, the convention station. We're just having a chuckle here, me and Fred. Good morning.
Yeah, we're talking about what this radio station is going to be like. Probably, 20 years from now, we're going to be broadcasting an IBOC, and probably from some weird look. Convention location and stuff.
And we'll probably be owned by Clear Channel.
That's the truth. Either that or Cumulus or Infinity and stuff. But, you know, we're thinking about, you know, the music on the radio station is probably going to change because, you know, what we call oldies now is probably going to be like 1930s music is now.
I mean, like music of your life or something.
Yeah, music of somebody's life. I don't know. But can you imagine how some of the songs might be 20 years from now? I mean, just think if they were to re-record some of them for our generation when we're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old.
Yeah, it's a scary thought, but Herman's might be doing Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Walker.
Or the Rolling Stones will be, You Can't Always Pee When You Want.
Paul Simon doing 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver.
Or Carly Simon, You're So Varicose Vein.
There's the Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Hip?
Roberta Flack, The First Time I Ever Forgot Your Face.
Oh, that's one of life's blessings, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now.
Yeah, The Temptations, Papa's Got a Brand New Kidney Stone. Yeah. Nancy Sinatra doing these Boots Give Me Arthritis.
Or ABBA, Denture Queen.
Yeah. Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Napping.
The Commodores, Once, Twice, Three Trips to the Bathroom.
Brokel Harum, Whiter Shade of Pale. I can relate to that one.
Or hair, I guess.
Whiter Shade of Hair.
Yeah. Yeah. The Beatles, I Get By With a Little Help from My Depends.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Prune Horizon.
Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grape Nuts.
And The Who, Talking About My Medication.
1710 WNRC with Fred and Phil.
Yeah, it's your convention station. Love it.
Fred and Phil in the Wallflower on the show.
This is WNRC, Convention City, a National Radio Club radio station.
NRC Convention, WNRC, Convention City.
Good evening, everybody. This is yours truly, the good goody from the Nitty Gritty City, Mike Lanson Company on WNRC. Let's begin with Paul McCartney and coming up, a solid gold souvenir from yesteryear. Good evening to ya. Hello there, everybody. This is yours truly, the go good for the Nitty Gritty City, Brother Mike Lance. I'm here to put more dips in your hips, more glide your stride, and more cut in your strut. And if you can't dig it, you know you got a hole in your soul. We got a whole cast of characters here in the studio with us at the 2002 convention, including a guide dog by the name of Lexus, and we have Dave Morthouse.
Hey, everybody. And Mike, a real pleasure to be here at the NRC convention this evening. And I got to say one thing, you know, it is a real pleasure to work with such a broadcast professional such as yourself. You know, Mike, you've got something that even major market DJs don't have.
What is that?
You, for example, Opie and Anthony, you've got a job at NRC.
WNRC 1710 Convention City.
Cannon and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. You know, that song is so old. I used to sing that to my girlfriend years ago. Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Oy vey. Anyway, that's Freddie Boom Boom Cannon and down in New Orleans, and he does a good job with that. Hey, I want to say good evening to everyone listening out there on the website on the big bad sound of WNRC with yours truly, the going goody from the Nitty Gritty City, Mike Lance and Fred. And thank goodness, at least we're still working. We're not like Opie and Anthony. Anyway, gang, hit the jingle there, Fred.
WNRC.
More music, more often, that made America famous. Big song. These are the Crest. And Step by Step. And Guide Dog by Guide Dog. And we making it good on WNRC.
Step by Step.
From Big Ten, wherever records are sold.
Now, when was the last time you heard WCFL anywhere? Sure, at a radio enthusiast convention like this, the National Radio Club meeting here in Lima, Ohio. If anybody is here in this radio station at 1710, stop by the Hampton Inn and say hello, meet a bunch of great people, reminisce about great radio, and don't forget to check out our website at www.nrcdxas.org.
1710.
18 minutes after 6 on AM 1710 WNRC. We're going to hit the tambourine one time. Oh, we're going to hit it several times, I understand. It's green. It's bilious green, I understand. 18 after 7 o'clock on 1610 WNRC. Tickling the Ariana Spear for you.
Drop your silver in my tambourine.
20 minutes past the big boss hour. Of 6 o'clock with Mike Lance and company. I sound like Al Gardner. Oy vey. Al Gardner is on WBT in Charlotte. Anyway, that's the Lemon Pipers. Super sound of green tambourine going out to everybody out there, wherever you may be listening.
This is much more music, much more often on America's best radio station, WNRC, with Lou Rawls. And you'll never find another love like mine, and whatever it is. Sing it one time, Lou. It's a long version on the South Florida Giant, WNRC, the Ohio Giant, that is. And this is Lou Rawls, and you'll never find another love like mine, and he's going to sing it right now.
No, you got more time to fill it.
You'll never find.
I love it, ladies and gentlemen, on AM 1710 WNRC. And you thought I was going to blow the call sign, were it, didn't you? I am Mike Lyons' evil twin while he goes out and gets a beer. You try and do a joke and you blow it. It's Billy Preston and Out of Space.
Preston at WNRC, and boy, that brings back a lot of memories, because back then I was listening to WQAM Miami is a South Florida Giant, and it was fun back then. And I want to say hi. Yeah, Dave.
I thought it was because you're out of space. As your evil twin, I get the right to do this stuff.
Right. And my dog enjoys this. She's just sitting here wagging her tail and saying, what's going on?
In fact, anyway. Mike is sitting here wagging his tail saying, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. This is great. I want to say good evening to everybody out there listening on the net. On WNRC, the 2002 convention over here in Lima, Ohio. What a nice town. I wouldn't mind moving up here. In fact, I wouldn't mind even moving to Brookneal, Virginia.
We have to make sure you get your passport before you come down there. I get a check with the local authorities. You should play the music, Mike.
It will
you know
be
that?
In Braille. Okay, now we have more music more often for you.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Whiskey, November, Romeo, Charlie calling CQ. This is WNRC, your convention station.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
WNRC. Well, here we are back again for more music and fun on radio number one. This is one of my all-time favorite songs by Jigsaw, an old WFUN classic. And this is Sky High from National Radio Club.
That's Jigsaw from back in 1975 on AM 1710 WNRC, broadcasting live on 1710, 100.1 FM, and worldwide on the internet. And just this little bit of messages and information here, just in case you folks happen to be rolling tape for blackmail purposes later. The Duck will be on later on. He says he's partying. However, this is a special program element that we've put together for all the good folks listening at Bloomberg in New York this afternoon.
DX till you drop, WNRC. DX beer and BS, WNRC. NRC convention, WNRC.
There you go, Tony. All the good stuff for you and Frank and the guys at Bloomberg. I feel like I'm Byron McGregor, except I'm not. Thank you so much, Tony. Hope you enjoyed it. Have fun rolling the dats there. Thank you so much. On AM 1710 WNRC, I am Mike Lance's evil twin.
Hi.
And this is Three Dog Night. Oh,
enjoy
yeah.
To the world from 1971.
Yes. Chuck Berry at WNRC. How you doing? This is Larry Steele, and we got Mike Lance, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right, Larry. Hi, how you doing?
Doing real well. Great working with you. How you doing on a Friday at 7:30? We're having a great time this weekend at the National Radio Club 2002 Convention in Lima, Ohio. And if you're near the Hampton Inn, stop by, say hello, having a good time. We thank everybody for letting us hang out here on WNRC. And, what radio should be, 1710 WNRC. Here comes more music. music.
For business associates, for friends that are visiting, for family. It's the Hampton Inn of Lima. The Hampton Inn.
93.7 FM. K-Lite.
Your station deserves to stand out in the crowd. TM Century in Dallas, Texas. On the web at tmcentury.com. TM Century, a sponsor of the 2002 National Radio Club Convention.
We want to thank TM Century for all the great jingles this weekend on WNRC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. And here comes one of my favorites from 1962.
WNRC.
These are the four seasons.
Frankie
and
Valli, falsetto and all.
Sherry Baby from WNRC.
Sherry. WNRC. Well, that guy done with that song already. I have a feeling there were 20 more minutes of that song, and he just kept on going there. 904 in the big city. Hello to everyone in North America. Especially that guy with the 20-foot beverage in his backyard. Temptations. It is 9:08 WNRC chime time. Yes, this is the big 1710, somewhere between the police calls and the Traveler's Information Service. But we're a lot more entertaining than those. I can give out the request line number, but I don't think we have one, do we? All right, Doobie Brothers, WNRC.
And around the corner.
Yes, the enormous 1710 WNRC. 9:11 WNRC hit the root beer bottle time. You probably know this from a commercial. Pick up the Eyes of Arch and Vehicle on WNRC.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to an all-convention weekend.
NRC Convention 1710. WNRC.
The really, really large 1710 WNRC. You know, whenever you're on a new radio station for the first time, there's always a question of what name you're going to use. I was going to be Smokey Joe Bacon, but I guess there already is one in the market. And I was going to be Michigan J Frog, but no froggy stuff. So I guess tonight you can refer to me as El Cabong. Here's Sly and the Family Stone. WNRC and the Beatles. We are originating live from the National Radio Club Convention. And if you can't hear our massive international 1710 signal, you can check us out on the web at www.nrcdxas.org. And of course, if you're not within range of the 1710 signal, then you're not hearing me say this, are you? 923 WNRC, more music time.
Next time you're booking a room for business associates or for friends,
QSL with you.
WNRC. We have a song? There we go.
SXTX and rock and roll, WNRC.
Gigi is my dream girl. Where do I get a date with her? Actually, I know Gigi. It's true, and that's all I'm going to say. 924 WNRC, much more music time. The Sultans of Swing will keep on swinging. The strike has been averted in baseball. Here's Dire Straits.
Get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime,
1710 WNRC.
9:30 at the extremely oversized 1710 WNRC, where our car letters stand for We're Not the Rap Channel. Here are some of the artists you will not be hearing this evening. Ludacris, 3LW. Who is that? I can't even say that on the radio. We do get a little funky from time to time, though. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire, WNRC.
Do you remember?
WNRC. Where'd they go? It is September, and it will soon be September right here at WNRC. And I am El Cabong. Just to prove it, Cabong! That's pretty good. Thank you very much. This is, by the way, a big 2000 weekend at WNRC. Yep, we got 2000 songs, and we're playing them all. It's 924 WNRC. Much more music time.
Start your day with all your morning favorites at Kewpie Hamburgers, a sponsor of the 2002 National Radio Club Convention.
Convention weather.
Now that's what I like, a commercial about jingles. Here's your official WNRC forecast from TV35 meteorologist. Who is the meteor? Well, they have one. Partly cloudy overnight, sunny tomorrow, a few clouds on Sunday. Low overnight, 65. High tomorrow, 85. Same for Sunday. Right now, 69. At the mighty 1710 WNRC. I wasn't done yet, but that's perfectly all right. Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town.
Guess who just got back today?
The staff and management of WNRC.
WNRC.
Like to apologize for this.
Candyman.
Run for your life.
Hey, Candyman.
941.
All right, man.
WNRC and the Beach Boys.
Come on this loop, John B.
WNRC and Blondie from the movie... Name, you know, let's do our nightly trivia question, ladies and gentlemen, here on the El Cabon Show, because we need to, actually, because we don't have a request line, the question will be limited to the people in the room with me. Name the movie that Call Me by Blondie was from. Does anyone know the answer?
No clue.
No clue.
No clue.
Nobody knows. Tonight's prize gets unclaimed. The movie was American Gigolo with Richard Gere, and both his hair color and Blondie's hair color, they're not blonde anymore. By the way, the prize tonight was a wrapper from a QP hamburger. So I guess that'll have to stay unclaimed until tomorrow. 1031 WNRC.
A real man likes a real beer, and a real DXer likes a beer that tastes distant, but as smooth as Skywave.
Make sure your 73 car has an FM radio. If it doesn't, it really doesn't have a radio.
Your official WNRC forecast from Dumont Television Network meteorologist. Apparently he's dead. Cloudy overnight, sunny tomorrow, a few clouds on Sunday, low overnight 65, high tomorrow 85. Right now, 69 WNRC.
I can see there ain't no room for me. I think I love you.
1710. TX Beer and BS. WNRC.
It is 10:57. WNRC. Much more music time with El Cabon. That's it for me. It's been a pleasure being with you this evening. I have to go work on my new project, the El Cabon Thong Song. Work on that. But the hits just keep on coming, and boy, is it a mess. Would somebody clean this up? Thank you very much, WNRC.
Have you seen us?
Grab your log and party.
WNRC.
Chad Stevens with you, the voice of the 19. I'm still in the last millennium. Well, here's one from the last millennium for you. Elton John taking you back to 73. Little Genie on WNRC.
I want to.
No Rush, no Laura, but if they want to join, we'll have them.
WNRC.
With Chad Stevens with you here at 11:15 on a fabulous Friday night. Million Dollar Weekend here, all convention, all the time on WNRC. WNRC on a Million Dollar Weekend. You bring us $1 million and we'll play any record you want, like this one from Prince, taking you back to 1984. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean from 1983. Right now, here's the main ingredient. 11:33 right now on a convention weekend. On a convention weekend, 11:36 right now. I'm on my way out of here. Have yourselves a fine, fine Labor Day convention weekend.
This is WNRC, Convention City, a National Radio Club radio station.
NRC Convention, WNRC, Convention City.
I remember my first love affair.
From 1989 and Look Away on AM 1710 WNRC. Good morning, Lima Land. Reckless Rick Duncan here, keeping you company at 4 minutes past 10 o'clock.
1710 WNRC.
Beautiful Saturday morning here. Currently we have 66 degrees. KC and the Sunshine Band going back to 1980. The first number one song of the 1980s, Please Don't Go, on AM 1710 WNRC. We are the Brigadoon of Radio. AM 1710 WNRC with Casey and the Sunshine Band. Please don't go. Here is Carly Simon, classic from 1973. Mick Jagger on backup vocals. You're So Vain on 1710 WNRC.
Grab your log and party. WNRC.
AM 1710 WNRC. Clarence Cordry, get well soon, buddy. We miss you. Elton John from 1979. Mama Can't Buy You Love. Reckless Rick Duncan, keeping you company on a Saturday morning on AM 1710 WNRC. Good morning, Lima Land. Long before Sweet Pea, long before Dizzy, Tommy Roe did this one.
Everybody, everybody. 45 minutes on the east of Capitol, Louisiana.
My mother used to say this to me when I was young. You talk too much, Joe Jones. Classic from the archives on WNRC.
WNRC.
1026 on a Saturday morning. The Bee Gees. Put on your platform shoes, your polyester suit. Get up and boogie, Lima Land. Reckless Rick Duncan here, keeping you company on AM 1710. How hot were those guys back in 78? Barry, Robin, and Maurice, the Bee Gees on AM 1710 WNRC. Reckless Rick Duncan here at 1029. We got Smokey Robinson on the way. Got to pay some bills first.
Phil Wayne presents 5 basic ways not to sell radio advertising.
Explain now.
WCFL's Winter Gold album in stereo.
Winter Gold from Big Ten, wherever records are sold.
Convention weather.
In a nutshell, nice. Sunny today, high around 83. Right now it's 66. Smoky. On AM 1710 WNRC. Good morning, Lima Land.
I don't like you.
As you can hear, WNRC was a big hit at the convention. I'd like to thank TM Century Productions, Universal Radio, QP Hamburgers, and the Hampton Inn for being absolutely outstanding supporters and sponsors of the 2002 NRC convention. Fred, how can we ever top this at another convention? See you right here next month with more neat radio stuff. Now, musings from the members.
Who let the dogs out?
The musers.
Who let the dogs out?
The musers. This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Thanks to everyone in Lima for being so nice to me during the convention. It was great. The food was wonderful. Radio reception was great. Lima is a beautiful, clean little city. I just thoroughly enjoyed everything. And coming back on the Sunday night about midnight, Scott Fivebush is on the air on WBZ, and I listened for an hour, then I fell asleep. A friend of mine, Dave Wattbaugh, has a recording that was made between 1 and 2. I'm going to try to get into let me listen to that. Here in Brantford, they've applied for an FM low power 91.5 and want to do a country format. They would only have 4,000 watts. Stratford's applying for 107.7, and Kitchener's applying for an FM rock station. I understand that in San Diego, they're going to put an ESPN station on 800 because 690 has gone to Fox Sportsnet with their affiliation. WXRL in Lancaster, New York is broadcasting now with their 5,000 watts, and they call it more wattage for your cottage, and I think that is very clever. Ernie Harwell Day in Detroit was tremendous. Oh, I tell you. I picked up a station on 1520 on a Friday night out of Sykeston, Missouri. They were doing a high school football game. I was listening to a Buffalo Bisons playoff game and got it. Also, 1490 WBTA Batavia, New York came up about 8 o'clock one night, better than I have ever had it here before at any time. 710 CJRN in Niagara Falls, Ontario has finally gone all traffic all the time. And 1220 CHSC in St. Catharines was bought out by an Italian fellow who already owns WTOR, Youngstown, New York, which booms into Toronto. And they're doing nothing but Italian programming on the weekends. I understand that it will eventually be all Italian.
Hey, Fred and fellow members of the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson calling again from Calumet City, Illinois. And it's September the 20th, and I have a little bit of radio news for you. Radio Disney has taken over 1500. I believe it's now WRJX. I'm not sure if that's the proper call letters, but I believe it is. They are now simulcasting with 1300 here, WRDZ out of LaGrange. And they are now carrying Radio Disney. I thought you would all like to know that. Also, I don't know if you know about 1190 in DeSoto, Missouri. They are now Fox Sports. They have an application to go to 10,000 a day, and I believe I was told by Honest Ken that they're going to have 38 watts at night. But they are now Fox Sports, and they do cover the St. Louis market.
Hey, this is Audrey Levine in New York reporting some format changes in and around the Monticello, New York area where I have a roof antenna. First of all, more locally to that, without the use of the remote with the roof antenna, I have WZAD in Wurtsboro and WCZX Hyde Park. They used to be Oldies 97, now they're called Mix 97. So instead of playing 60s music in direct competition with the Fox station, which is right in Port Jervis, not far from there, they're playing 60s and 70s and 80s music, or so they say in their thing. Also, noticed that Sunny 100.7 is now Mix 100.7. Again, they were at one point. I believe their call letters are WLEV out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is not that far from where I am. And thirdly, I noticed the country station is back on 94.3 out of Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. They used to be, for a little while, they were a top 40 station, but since they are already competing against two other top 40 stations, I think it was probably wise to go back to being a country station. And there is another country station in that same market at 100.3.
Hi, this is Mike Lance. I enjoyed the convention very much. A little news for you on September 19th at 6 a.m., 1360 WKAT went classical music after being Spanish for a few years. Now, two questions. Was WCCO ever a pop station, a rock station? And number two, whatever became of WWDC 1260 in Washington? I'd love to know.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Ginger Harms from New York. I have several recent FM on IDs. 96.7 WCEI-FM. Two on the frequency of 92.1. The first one refers to itself as WAVE, Good Times and Great Oldies. They're also on another frequency, 105.5, they say, in their ID. That was as much as I could get. Third station on the same frequency, 92.1. They were advertising a place that sells business equipment and computers, giving a phone number, 293-8100, mentioning the store was near the Cumberland Mall.
Hello, everybody. This is John Jones, Elmira Heights. I just checked in my Radio Shack in area here in the Horses, Elmira area, and yes, they do carry the loop antenna, and it is $29.99, thanks to Fred Volvey. To Wayne Ryan, some time ago, you had asked about WINR 680 on the dial in Binghamton. That has been on the air for years and years and years. On 1460, for many, many years, we've always listened to WHEC in Rochester. Apparently, they have changed their call letters to WWWG, and it's mainly gospel music. I'm not sure when they had changed, but when they, I just discovered it today on 950, also in Rochester. You're right, that is now WROC, and it's basically a talk station.
This is Tim Hendel. I want to thank Bruce Conti for sharing with us how some of his friends DX out of the shore. The unidentified Spanish station that Bruce showed us on 600, well, I listened to that several times. I couldn't understand all of the ID, but I think I did hear mention of San Andres. And San Andres is an island. I think it's just off the coast of Nicaragua, but the island actually belongs to Colombia. There is a fairly large English-speaking minority who live on San Andres. They're descendants of people from Jamaica and other Caribbean islands. And the Colombian government has been very interested in Colombianizing, if I can say, or Spanishizing, or in other words, making those people more like other Colombians. And I did hear once, I think on Glenn Hauser, that one of the things they tried to do is put more Spanish radio stations on the island to bring Colombian culture closer to these people, because their island is actually quite a ways from the Colombian mainland. So while I'm not sure, I did think I heard San Andres on 600. That might be a tentative ID for this station. And I have just confirmed the new X-bander on 1630 in Fort Worth. The format is Spanish religion, so it's very easy to recognize them, even though they're doing serious battle here in North Alabama with both Iowa City and Augusta. I heard a very nice legal, how about that, legal ID at 10 p.m., both in English and in Spanish, identifying the station in Fort Worth. Jerry Starr mentioned the call WNQM is going to be used on a station in Tennessee, which is going to run 50 kilowatts during the day on 1600. Well, I don't know how all that's going to shake out, but as of today, which is October 3rd, WNQM is very much in use. Yes, WNQM is 1300 in Nashville. I checked it out tonight, and they're still using that call. That's the AM half of what all of you shortwave listeners know as WWCR. However, WNQM does not simulcast with WWCR, so not quite sure what's going to happen there, but at the moment, WNQM is on 1300.
This is Jeremy McCubbin in Okemos, Michigan, calling to say that 9:10 a.m. from Flint is now Radio Disney. I don't know how long this has been, and I'm also wondering about contact phone number for the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Well, tonight I was listening to WEFL in Tequesta, Palm Beach. They're known as your Music Memory Channel. They're on 760. They didn't come in too good because Radio Clock from Cuba was on the air, and they were playing everything. I heard Ricky Nelson, Frank Sinatra, Doris Day, and I also heard a lot of interesting songs.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. We have a change in one of our big AMers here in Alabama. 850 on the dial in Birmingham was using the call WYDE. They're now using the call WDJC. That's Delta Juliet Charlie. And since I believe they run 50,000 watts during the daytime, some of you may DX them at sunrise or sunset. Anyway, WDJC, owned by Crawford Broadcasting, they did have that format and call on 1260 for a while until they went to their Legends format on 1260. WDJC also is on FM at 93.7 with Contemporary Christian. Well, WDJC on AM at 850 has, it seems to be, a combination of Southern Gospel-type music and preaching and conservative talk, kind of what you might expect on a lot of the religious format stations on AM. And the call WYDE is now being used on FM 101.1, the station which is actually in Cullman, about 60 miles north of Birmingham, but they like to pretend that they're in Birmingham, and they are talk, some local talk, and some apparently network talk. So if you're DXing WDJC on 850, you've got Birmingham.
Hi, this is Rusty Curry. And I'm wondering if anyone has ever used the fanfare and indoor FM antenna, the fanfare. I've heard good things about it, but I don't know. And so has anyone used the fanfare? Or if not, is there any other FM antenna indoor that you've been impressed with.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, another station on FM here, a low-power religious one that just went on the air a couple of years ago, 99.5, already wants a power increase. That will also go to hearing in Ottawa on October the 28th. Listening to the baseball playoffs, I've heard that there's going to be a change in the L.A. area. ESPN 1110 is going to 710 the 1st of January and will take over as the voice of the Anaheim Angels next year. I don't know what's going to go on with 1110. I remember when they were KXLA, a country station in Pasadena, then they were KRLA, a rock station when I used to live out there. And then they went all talk, and then they went all sports. I've been picking up some great stations in Pennsylvania. There's one in Clarion on 1300 that's really playing good country music. I didn't get their call letters, and they're carrying Pittsburgh Penguins hockey. Johnstown, 850, WLYE, I think it is now. They've gone to the real country format, and they have a sister station on 990 in another town in Pennsylvania that's carrying the format, too, and I didn't get the city of license or call letters. And I picked up a station on 1480 last Friday night, WCKR, but I didn't get city of license, so maybe someone can come on board and give us a little assistance about that.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Well, radio has done it again down here in Miami. We have a new call letter change, WINZ 940, the station that's been around for years, has changed call letters to WRFX Fox Radio.
In the past month, it seems like several major issues have come to the forefront of radio listeners. My phone rings about 1 to 2 times a week with a DX Audio Service member calling to voice some concerns about what is happening in radio today. The top issue has long been the consolidation of radio. However, an issue which has just caught fire most recently has been IBOC, or in-band on-channel digital transmissions in the AM band. IBOC is a digital transmission method that allows AM broadcasters to achieve close to FM quality on their signals. I say close to, as there are some trade-offs. With analog, a weak signal can be heard, but it's noisy. With digital, there is a cliff effect, where it drops out like a cellular telephone in a bad location. Can you hear me now? Also, the jury is still out as to what will happen when the receiver encounters the effects of electrical noise, interference, also the effects of a lightning storm. If those bits are interrupted, something has to happen. But this is not the big issue. The big issue is interference to other stations. No, IBOC transmitters are not more powerful, however we'll add a part to this equation later. It's the adjacent frequency interference that is a big issue. For example, when WOR in New York was experimenting with IBOC, you could tune from 690 to 730 and hear interference adjacent to WOR signal. Listen carefully as we approach WOR from 690 kHz on up, tune through to 730. Listen for the hiss or the rushing sound after WOR's audio goes away and until the radio falls silent up near 730 kHz.
About it, because he had to face the question a lot if he was worried about any extra little oomph that Rutgers might get out of that motivation.
And we're finally up to 7:30. Notice that hissing sound? If you were able to hear WLW or WGN before, with IBOC being transmitted, you won't have a chance of hearing them now. What will happen if WLW and WGN start running IBOC and you want to listen to WOR? Good luck! Now let's listen to KIXI as they play a Dolly Parton song. Here's what they sounded like on 880 kilohertz. Now let's go from 880 up to 890 and then back to 880. Listen for that hiss that we heard on WOR's signal. Having reached 890, let's listen to the noise that's being generated on 890 over another station before we go back to 880.
Brokers Northwest on the Meridian Auto Sale. Notice they're on to the fastest sale. That's because all vehicles are on sale.
As you could hear, there was significant interference on 8 to 90 kilohertz caused by 880's iBox signal. A little bit later, we dialed down to 870, and here's how it sounded going from 880 down to 870. You might wonder what the effect is of the interference on 870. Let's go quickly from 880 to 870 and see what the effect on KFLD is on 870 kilohertz.
Honorable Jan Inner, who is running for governor on the Democratic side, told the Today Show she asked for a statewide manual recount after her opponent, lawyer Bill McBride, claimed victory by about 8,000 votes.
I think it would be important if the votes be counted. This election has had enough.
As you can hear, the interference is quite intense over KFLD, that hissing sound. Now, just to give you an idea of what it sounds like without iBox, let's start at 880 and go up to 890. Then back to 880, down to 870, and then finally back to 880. Here's what the dial sounds like without iBox. Okay, we're spinning the dial upwards. We're at 885 kilohertz. Now here's 890. Back over to 880. Now down to 870. We're at 875. And at 870, here's a ball game.
Hudson, big Alabama from Phoenix City, Alabama. And now the right-hander set.
Now, in all fairness, we do have a little bit of splatter from KIXI. And let's finally tune back up to 880, 875, and then finally 880. They call it IBOC, in-band, on-channel, digital transmissions. Some call it IBAC, in-band, adjacent channel transmissions. On our next edition, we'll look at the spins, the truths, and the transmissions of IBOC. This is the DX Audio Service Technology Corner.
The NRC is coming to Dallas, and frankly, we're excited. First of all, your hosts are laying the ground system for a memorable event. There's plenty to see and do, like the rodeo, Six Flags, and tons of shopping. So bring the family. This convention not only celebrates the 70th anniversary of our club, but also the friendships and camaraderie that's made the NRC great. So stay tuned to the DX News and DXAS for more about the Texas-sized radio event that will tower over all the rest. Coming next Labor Day weekend, it's the NRC 2003 in Big D.
And that music means that it's time for us to get up, get out, and go. That is, go out and do some DXing and radio listening. Just a quick reminder that if you are a member of the DX Audio Service and would like to renew, or perhaps you're pirating this tape from somebody and getting a guilt complex and would like to subscribe yourself, well, it's very easy to do. If you live in the United States of America and you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32. Elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. Make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to www.nrcdxas.org/member and pay using your credit card, which is real handy for those of you in Canada to avoid some of those conversion rates. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio.